Okay. You know, one of the avodas, one of the most important things to remember during this stage of time, something just to talk about, so much to talk about, this stage, leaving Mitzrayim and going to Har Sinai, which is the purpose of us leaving Mitzrayim. The purpose of every geula is to have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to connect to Hashem, to connect to the Jewish people, to connect to Yisrael Barais and Kutcha Brichu Chad. That's one of the reasons. It's one of the reasons why the importance of this stage is Shelo Nohagu Kavod Zeh LaZeh, is to recognize what a Jew is, to recognize what Hashem is, and to recognize what His Torah is. And I just want to say something very clear, and this might be a little bit sharp, but we could talk it out. We could talk Mashcheu LeBeis Medrash, they say. What is the pshat? In Pagam B'cha Menuvel Zeh, if this Menuvel, if this Yetzihara gets you, why doesn't it say learn Torah? It doesn't say learn Torah. It says bring him to the Beis Medrash. Why you bring him to the Beis Medrash? The reason you bring him to the Beis Medrash, because the Beis Medrash is a place where a person can talk, can have pilpul chaverim. It's one of the ways to be koine Torah. One of the ways to acquire Torah is you have to talk things out. Because when you have things in your head, and you have all of these preconceived things, or you have things in your heart, right? A person, all of us, without our trauma, and without all our stupidity in our heads that was affected by the cartoons we watched, or halavai, that was the biggest problem of that we, in our head, were stuck with cartoons, right? But what happens is, it's very important, Avigdor, it's very, very, very important to know. For everybody, no matter what level you're on in your connection to Hashem, it's important to know the truth. No matter what level you're on, it's important to know that you're honoring the Jewish people, and you're honoring the Torah, and you're honoring HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and your connection to Ruchnius is very, very connected to cleansing your head and cleansing your heart. One of the reasons, I want to say something very important to everybody here. One of the reasons why it's so important for a person, what does it say about Torah? It says, Psach libi besorasecha. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. Open my heart to the Torah. What do you mean open my heart to the Torah? Who opens, right? Mm-hmm. Open your head to the Torah. Why does it say open my heart to the Torah? Because where do you have hurt? Where do we all have hurt? You don't have hurt in your head. You have hurt in your heart. Your head doesn't hurt. Your heart hurts. Your heart hurts. When a person gets hurt, when a person, let's say, has struggles, so what happens is the Yetzihara makes it. The Yetzihara makes it that a person is disconnected to himself. He's disconnected from the Jewish people. He's disconnected from Hashem. They all go together. Did you ever meet somebody who was disconnected from Hashem, who didn't struggle with his relationships with the person? You ever have a person who's disconnected from people, he has a trouble connecting himself to Hashem. They all go together, and the Torah as well. A shlemus person, and this is what we're here on this world to do as Jews, and it's very difficult. We have a very difficult task. Our challenge is to have our head straight and to have our heart straight, to cleanse and to heal. The Torah is a refuah. The Torah is a refuah. It's Iyar. Iyar is Ani, and we all know, Iyar is Ani Hashem Rofecha. Ani Hashem Rofecha. What is the greatest month where we work on our relationships with each other, preparing for the Torah, is the month of Iyar. The month of light. The month of Ziv is Iyar Ziv. I think Iyar is Ziv, right? Iyar is Ziv? I think Iyar is Ziv. Ziv. Iyar is Ziv. It's the Shechina. It means light. You ever feel that you're in the dark? And I want to open this up to everybody. You ever feel that you're in the dark? You ever feel that you're in the dark? Yeah. So how are you gonna get into the light? What's being into the light? What's considered being light? When you're together. When you're together. What is that? When you're honoring someone, when you see the beauty in another Jew. You can't see the beauty in another Jew, in another Yid. It's not possible. But if you don't see it in yourself. Where do I get the love for myself from? You know it says, "V'haftes Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol modecha." What does it say after that? This is a medrash. I'm not making this up. Well, you know this? Oh, so what does it say? Very good. Stick with that up here. One second. What does it say? "V'haftes Hashem Elokecha." Love. Who's not looking for love? "V'haftes Hashem Elokecha." Love Hashem. How? 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 What are the next psukim say? What does that mean? What's that talking about, Avigdor? What are Hadvarim Ha'ila? What are Hadvarim Ha'ila? Exactly. Correct. 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 There was I got a call. You know what? I got a message this morning. You know, I want you guys to hear this message. I want you guys to hear this message. Ready for this message? Listen to this. This message, I want you guys to hear this message. Here we go.
Hi, Rabbi Shalom Lezer. I'm here with my 7-year-old daughter.
Yes. My 7-year-old, okay. Can you guys hear?
I hear something like that.
If I do what?
You like pop it, the sound.
Do you want to do that?
Israel's got the best hand.
I need a speaker for the bass.
Okay.
Ready? Just play it and we'll confirm.
Okay, I'm going to play it. This row is going to hear this message. Try and listen in. I want everyone to hear this message. Ready? Listen in. Seven-year-old girl asked her Tati and said, "I'm in second grade," and the Mora said, "You're not allowed to share snacks." Okay, for whatever reason, we respect that. Not allowed to, but there was someone in her class who didn't have snacks, so she wanted, obviously, to share the snack, but at the same time, she didn't want to go against her daughter. So this person who's close with me said, "Let me leave a message. Let me ask Rabbi Fisher what he would say." And I was going to answer, but I said to myself, see, it's Minish Mine that I'm here. I said, why would I answer? I don't want to answer right away because that's such a holy, heavy, holy question. Why don't we discuss it here? And then we'll get back to her. I'll send them the shir, whatever it is, and let's talk about that. My first thought, I'll share my first thought if that's okay. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to share my thought. You go first. I should share my thought? I should. Okay, I'm not. Better that I don't or I do?
No, it's already involved. Like, Rebbe, the world's ready for Rebbe to speak.
The world is ready for me?
Rebbe,
I disagree.
What?
Okay.
Wait till after.
I'm waiting till after.
Okay, so there's a disagreement.
Okay.
I said share the snacks.
Okay, but we have to explain.
I'm personally more anti-authority altogether. Yeah, so
that doesn't count.
You know what I mean?
That doesn't count.
Good.
So that doesn't count. You're biased. First of all, respect for Yosef for saying that. Respect that. We all have parts of us that are anti-authority, right? Depends how big it is, how strong the part is. Yes. Morty.
Why doesn't she speak to the teacher?
Oh,
nice.
Very good. Ooh. Speak to the teacher. Very good. Yeah. Shlomo.
That's what Shmosha said about Shabbos and about your father. It says if your father tells you not to eat Shabbos, you should listen to father. That just reminds me of that. I don't know how you would tie it. Bigger authority. If the parent says you
have nice. Beautiful. Beautiful. Love it. Okay. Wow. Beautiful. Yisrael. Beautiful. Yeah. Sorry. Beautiful. Beautiful. Just the thing. I waited a long. Is it okay now if I just say a feeling that I had? I want to say something that the most beautiful thing for me, and this is one of the things I was going to share with the 7-year-old girl and with her father, is the most beautiful thing for me is the sensitivity and the struggle that this 7-year-old girl has to want to do the right thing and to give somebody. But at the same time, I want to do the right thing and listen to my teacher. It's like that in itself, I just want to share that. That in itself is the most beautiful thing that a person can have. The struggle of life, of I'm pulled this way, and I'm pulled that way, and that's the thing that we hate. The very thing that we hate is the most beautiful thing in the world. The very thing that,
Why do we hate that? I think that's a beautiful thing.
Okay, not Avrami, not everyone's on your madriga. Yes, correct. Not everyone's on your madriga. What?
It's a beautiful struggle.
Why? Why is it beautiful?
She cares about someone else.
Well, no. What, meaning why do I think it's so beautiful? Because like it's just beautiful that it's sensitivity to two people that are being pulled this way. Am I being respectful for the girl who needs a snack? Or am I being respectful to the teacher who said not to share snacks? That's a beautiful struggle to have, right? Do I give this tzedakah $100? Or do I give this tzedakah $100? They're both
good.
Right, there's this. What?
And a
7-year-old. That's incredible. Correct. A 7-year-old. And I believe, I just want to say, I do believe that's a testimony to the family, but a testimony to the purity and the natural, that's the word, just the natural desire to just be good. Just to be good. I just want to, right? Because she could have said, you know, I'm anti-authority or whatever it is. You know what I mean? I'm going to do the right thing and stick it in the teacher's face. Like, I'm doing the right thing.
The girl to just notice the fact that...
Exactly. Exactly. The beautiful thing is for the girl to notice and to hold these two things. You know, and I think what's beautiful is that I think we all share very much with this struggle, I think, at least I can, I think we all of us can so much connect to that in our lives on our level, to look at ourselves and to say, like, you know, it bothers me, you know, many times people have that when it comes to, it bothers me that this person acts like this, and I wish, you know, that this person was like this. That's such a beautiful thing that you want, you know, the Jewish people, or you have faith in people, or I'm upset at my mother, I'm upset at my father, I'm upset because I have expectations from people, I'm upset at my roommate, I wish, you know, all Jews would be like this, I wish all, like, it comes from such a beautiful, beautiful place. It comes from such a holy, holy place. And what happens, I think, this is where I started off from, I think our brains and our heart have been damaged. It's been damaged. And what happens because of that is we don't get to appreciate. Oh, Matis. We don't get to. I just saw you over there, Matis. Good to see you. Matis is back.
Yeah. Hey, yo, Matt.
You know, I think. Okay, I want to hear from you guys now more. Yes, Reb Zev.
I mean, first, the father should give him her a compliment. I think it's okay. Well, then the father should give his own advice and say, I believe you should, if you're a teacher, accept what she said.
Okay, I hear. Listen, Reb Zev, I just want to say something. I don't know if you know this. I don't know if, I mean, everyone knows this, but I don't know if you know this. Reb Zev's a big, big tzaddik. I don't know if everyone knows this. Why do you put your head down? One more, yeah, Yosef.
I know that she's a 7-year-old, but there's, you know, but I feel like a mature way of going about it would be that I'm guessing they have some sort of, you know, that she can go over to the teacher and explain to her the situation and see where the teacher's coming from, and then they can come up with a solution, because right. They probably both want the same thing,
right?
And here's like a case where it'll
right,
you know,
I hear, I agree with you. I mean, we're putting a lot on this 7, yeah, exactly.
Right, yeah,
but I agree with you. I was thinking the same, but it's like we're expecting this 7-year-old to go over to, I don't know how old the teacher is, and that we're also expecting that the teacher is going to be like, oh, and Emir Tashen, that's what's going to happen. She'll be like, Aaron, I didn't realize, yeah, that that's so sensitive of you, you know. Emir Tashen, let's daven. We'll say a quick tefillah right now. Let's daven that her name is Abigail Chana. Let's daven that this incredible challenge that she had, however she's going to deal with it and talk to whoever she's going to talk to it, that they will respond as maturely plus the way she is responding to this. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, somebody else had, because I want to, yes, Yehuda.
I just want to say, like, growing up, I also had that rule in my school.
Yeah.
But it was only because of like allergic reactions, like
right.
I'm not trying to kill a kid because I gave him a Bamba.
Right.
But like in general, I think that probably is the reason for it.
Right.
I don't think a teacher is doing it not to share. Yes. But I think anyone that tells you not to share is wrong. I think that 100% share.
I think
there's a reason for it. I think a teacher.
Right.
I don't think a teacher's like, I want everyone to learn how to be greedy and selfish and no one should.
Nice. I like that.
And
if
that is
Cops
the reason.
Close.
Then the teacher shouldn't be there.
Right.
I'm sorry, but
okay.
Right.
Good. Okay.
Have the teacher.
Beautiful.
Position.
Right. Right. That's good. Maybe the teacher. It's good for the teacher to explain.
Right.
I like
explain
that.
Explain why the rules are.
Thank you, Yehuda. Thank you, Yehuda. Yes, Aviel. No, nothing. There's a live question. It just happened.
There's
a live question.
For the little girl, because she's still very, very young, so
right.
She just got to school, and authority, even though we all have some sort of trauma from authority, but it's a good thing. And yes, maybe now specifically was the right thing to give her a snack, but in general, sometimes she wouldn't necessarily know what is the right thing. And if she'll listen to, hopefully, to her teachers, without doubting it, hopefully she'll go on the right path. So I think for a 7-year-old kid, maybe it's smarter to listen to your teacher, and maybe you could go and ask her, but don't initiate and do something by yourself, just because it could lead to other, like in the future, for mycin that are not necessarily.
Okay, I respect that. Very good, Aviel. Very good, I like it. I love it, I love it. Okay, beautiful. Okay, I want to just learn a Rashi with everybody. Anyone else? As we're yes. Right. That's what Yehuda was saying. Right. Nice. Nice. Beautiful. Shkoyach Yishaya. Balance. Okay. You know what? I'm going to say over the pshat. I'm going to say the pshat that I wanted to say. about Sfiras HaOmer.
Rabbi didn't say his opinion.
Well, I said my thing. Thank you.
This is something
I don't know why I thought about this question.
What were you going to
say? Oh, I know why. Because I was saying that Sfiras HaOmer, the Karban Omer, was brought from barley. The Karban for Shavuos is brought from wheat. So we start the Omer with barley, and we end the Omer with wheat. And I think the Shlach HaKadosh explains, maybe the Maral also, I think it's the Shlach HaKadosh explains that barley is food for animals. Animals eat barley. Wheat is food for people. And the avoda of Sfiras HaOmer, the avoda of all of us, meaning, let me backtrack for a second. Why did we need to wait 49 days from the time we left Mitzrayim to get the Torah? Why couldn't we get the Torah right away? Why do we have to wait 49 days? And it's brought down, one of the Midrashim brings, is that just like we count the Omer, so too Klal Yisrael was actually counting every day, one more day, till we received the Torah. Why couldn't we receive the Torah right away? So one of the answers given is because we were on a very low level. We were like animals. And the Torah is not for animals. The Torah is for Adam. That's why when it comes Shavuos, we're going to bring a karban out of wheat, because we work on ourselves and we become from Behema to Adam. What are some examples of Behema? What are examples of Behema? One of the differences between an animal and a man and a human being is what? That an animal's head is under its body. The body is what rules, and the head is subservient to the body. Man is what? Our body is under and serves our head. So when a person lives, we learned this in Mesilas Yesharim, when a person lives with seichel, and a person lives with clarity, as I've said many times, it's harder to get out of your head than it is to get out of your bed. What's the pshat? Why is it harder to get out of your head than it is to get out of your bed? Because it's not hard to get out of your bed. It's not difficult to get out of your bed. Everybody's tired getting out of their bed. But that's not the problem. Most people who suffer, and many of us do have, or whatever it is, people who suffer a lot of times with social anxiety, or people who suffer with major anxiety, they stay in bed. They sleep late. Why do they sleep late? Not because they don't have what to do. Not because they're not motivated. Because they're in their head. Because it's hard for me to get out of my head. And if I would just get out of my head, and I would be able to really, really have clarity of what my direction and what I'm doing, then I'd jump out of bed. I'd be able to get out of bed. Because it's fears. Fears are very real, right? Fears, everyone know my fears, Rosh HaTavis? A few of them, anyone knows some Rosh HaTavis or fears?
Face, everything.
Right, that's one.
Forget everything and run.
Good, what else? I got one more, Shua.
False evidence of hearing real.
Beautiful, Shua. Forget everything and run. That's usually what we do. Fear, face everything and rise. But this is a deep one. This is a deep one. Fear is false evidence appearing real. That's what anxiety really comes from. We all have anxiety. And what is it? It is profound. False evidence, but it appears real. It's so real. A fear becomes so real. Not only that, a fear comes so real that you can create in your body a feeling based on your head.
My feeling is so real.
Your feeling is so real. I remember there was a seminar that I once went to, and there was a guy, I haven't done this in a while, where there was someone standing, there was a guy standing, like this, and he had two people pushing against his hands. And he was saying, the guy, the head of the seminar said, say the words, I am weak, I am weak, I am weak, I am weak, I am weak. As he was doing that, what? Field of fear, that's where they bring that? Yeah. She brings that? Field of fear, right? You're sitting there, I am weak, I am weak, I am weak, I am weak. And the resistance against the people was in their body. Because if you tell yourself, I am weak, 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 then you become what you think. And then if you go, the person went, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong, I am strong. And they were able to overcome whatever it was.
Whether you tell yourself that you could, whether you tell yourself that you can, you're right.
You're right. Yeah. Beautiful. Like whether you tell yourself yesterday. You can, whether you tell yourself you can, you are right. Now, one of the things that's important to know, we'll end off with this. One of the things that's important to know is that the more a person, the difference between Adam and Behema, one of the main differences between Adam and Behema, and we are the only beings, the Derech Hashem, in Derech Hashem he speaks about this, we are the only beings who have this combination of Das, of head and body. Malachim don't have body. Animals don't have the das. A human being is a person. And what's incredible, you think about a Jew, what a Yid is. A Jew, why do they say about the Jews, oh, we're so smart. We're so smart. We have seichel. What does that mean? Because it's true. What does that mean? We are people of the book. People who use their brain. I'm going to end off with this. I know there's so much to say on this. The time is short. One of the biggest challenges that people have nowadays, one of the biggest challenges that people have nowadays is the fact that they have been, that we've all been, in a certain way, brainwashed, again, with movies, we've been brainwashed with social media, we've been brainwashed. Besides the hurt that we have, besides the emotional hurt that we have, what happens is when your brain is hijacked by other people, when your brain is hijacked by other people, then what happens is you're not able to think for yourself, you're not able to do for yourself, you're not able to choose the life that you want to live. Svira Sa'omer, the avod of Svira Sa'omer now is to strengthen your seichel, to strengthen yourself to become Adam. And you want to ask yourself, right? You ever, right? What do guys do when they're with other people and people are acting as a, you know, a certain way? He's, you know, am I nice to somebody? Shelo nogu kovet zelazeh. You treat out of respect. You ever see cats? I mean, we love the cat. I don't know. Do we love the cats here on the campus?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You don't, right?
Yeah.
Right. So you see at. That's true. Everyone has a cat in them. I said everyone has a part cat. You got to get a recording of that one. I don't think I ever said. No, you have to be
also
sensitive. You have to be mechabed as abrius. I'm saying animals don't honor each other. Animals don't honor each other. You get what you want. Take what you want. Who's Avigdor? Your great grandfather. Avigdor's great grandfather, Sidney Greenwald, his father. What's his name? Sidney. Sidney. They don't know Sidney. Reb Sidney. His father told me that his. Ready? There used to be. I'm going to end off with this. Realize this. You're going to love this. His great grandfather was. I don't know if you've heard. He was a mamash. He had books on him. He was an ish miuchad. His great grandfather. Listen to this story. There used to be a time before Easy Pass that there were tolls. You guys know from that. Before even the right. So you had to wait online. Listen to this. Listen to what an Adam is. You want to know what an Adam is? Avigdor's great grand. You know what, Avigdor? I'm sorry, I'm saying this in front of you. It's in your bloodstream. That's heavy to carry. Because listen to this story, everybody. He used to, bedafka, wait on the longest line when you'd come up to the toll booth. And what's the normal thing to do, the natural thing to do, is you go to the shortest line. He would bedafka go to the longest line so he could work on his patients. He would dafka wait and sit there on the longest line to work on his patients. That's an Adam. That is what a true Adam, a person is. An animal, a behema, you know, I think what the Bali Musa say, we all have animals, right? That's why it says, Yiskabra Kari, right? Ratz Katzvi, Gibor Kari, right? Kal Kanesher. We all have animal in us. The question is it a zoo? Is it a zoo? Are you in control of the animals, right? You ever see? I'll end off, sorry, I said I'm going to end off, I got to end off with this. You'll see, I'm going to end off with this. I'll never forget the scene. I love this. I'll never forget the scene. Never forget the scene. I'm on Ocean Parkway for all the Brooklyn chevra. I'm on Morty, you got to listen to this. You guys must listen to this. You got to listen to this. I'm on Ocean Parkway. This goes about probably 20 years ago. I'm on Ocean Parkway. And in one of the middle islands over there, I see, I'll never forget the scene. I see a lady on her hands and knees walking, she wasn't walking her dog. Her dog was sitting there, pardon my French, going to the bathroom, defecating the dog. And she has a chiyuv, right? What does she have to do? She's sitting there literally under the dog with her gloves or whatever it is, being macabre the dog's stuff. And I said to myself, yeah, exactly. Hashem should help us all be zocher. How's this work? We should all be zocher. We should all be zocher, guys, to be able to hold your dog and not have your dog rule you. Rule your dog. Have a wonderful first day of the rest of your life.